This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So it's the 19th of February.
The 9th.
God, I'm crazy. It's 9th of February. How old are you?
20.
What gender or cultural do you identify with?
Gay boy.
Gay boy. What is your sexuality?
Gay.
Gay boy. Gay. So when did you realise you were gay?
16, 17.
How did you realise?
I was at church. And all the guys were just really hot.
How did you feel when you realised?
Different.
Different?
Yeah.
Did you feel that you had to keep it a secret?
Yeah.
Have you come out of the closet?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your story of coming out of the closet?
Wow, it's stupid. Had been days that I'd been planning going to my dad's house for the weekend. And before I went to my dad's, I wanted to tell my mum. And so, my dad came to pick us up a day earlier than what he had said. Oh, no, no, no. My dad just came to pick us up. And, oh no, my dad was supposed to pick us up on this certain day. And that's when I was going to tell my mum. But I didn't tell my mum. And luckily my dad didn't come. So the next day my dad definitely had come. And before we had left, I went to go hug my mum and was like, I'm gay, by the way. And then she's like, what? So I told her again and she just said, shot, hun. And then later that day, I went to go put on a face while at my dad's. And then I came out of the room and I was like, Dad, I know that this may not be, I know this may be obvious, but I'm gay. And then he's like, are you gay as in happy? Are you happy? And I was like, yes, but no, I'm gay as in I like boys. Are you sure? And I was like, yes. And then it was like an awkward silence. And nothing was said. So the next day he brought it up again and was like, are you sure? And asked me about if I had been with a guy or a girl. And I said no, and I understand where he came from when he was like, then how do you know? It's just a certain feeling that I guess homosexuals have.
How old were you when you came out of the closet?
18.
18. Okay. Oh, it's Wendy. How many people are you coming out of the closet?
Two.
Right now?
Everyone.
Everyone? Okay. What was the initial reaction have you gotten from other people, apart from your parents?
It was obvious. I'm an obvious gay.
The obvious gay?
Yeah. So when I came out, actually, they actually thought I had already been out. So I was offended by that. So yeah, everyone knows.
How did you feel about that?
About
being out and people knowing?
Relieved.
And how did you feel about their reaction?
Oh, I didn't really care.
Apart from the, you felt offended for them.
Well, I didn't actually care. Like, I don't care about what anybody else has to say. It's more or less my family that I care about. Just because if they disown me, then who do I have, really? But I don't really care what others say about me. Because I know who I am.
Did you have any support?
Everybody supported me, yeah.
Did you have any organisation that helped you or something like that? Like Rainbow Youth, Ouch, Line, Youth Line?
No. I'd say maybe a camp that I went on, PSSP. That kind of opened up a lot for me, as well as going on an Outward Bound course where I could kind of be myself, and that kind of helped me just to come out a little bit more as well.
Okay, now I'm going to ask some more personal questions. Dun, 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 dun. Have you been in a relationship before?
No.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah.
No, actually, no.
Really?
Yes. I know, I'm stunning.
Well, I'm so shocked. Well, that just rules out the next question.
Am I better the guy?
Well, any relationship.
I know.
Has any of this... is any reason why you haven't been with anybody?
I'm kind of really picky. he's got to be like 6'2", 6'3", dark hair, green eyes, chiseled face, great teeth, really nice guy who loves the family but, you know, can take in anybody, knows himself definitely. See, this is just what I'm saying. Yeah. I know that's not going to come true.
You're looking for a Prince Charming.
Exactly. But just somebody who's really nice, really. But no, yeah, I tend to just see what I want and pull away.
Okay, this interview is starting to become like a little advertisement.
Why is that?
Oh, I like this guy.
Oh, no! Oh, not even!
Oh, I'm blushing. How do you meet other people?
How do I meet other people?
Yeah. Like other people in the gay community or other people that you might date or something like that.
Hey! No. I think being a drag queen kind of helps with getting to know people, only because people come to you rather you going to them.
Mm. Did you ever go onto sites like NZD or Manhunt or Grindr?
Yes. But that's only because as soon as I started becoming a part of the gay scene, all my friends were a part of it. So I was like, why not, you know? Isn't this, it was nothing about peer pressure or anything. I was just like, why not?
Are you a virgin?
Yes.
Is there any reason why?
I kind of want my first time to be really special. Mm-hmm. And with the first guy, I just want my first to be with my first.
Kind of like, it's like the old fashioned way, like, would you want to be married first, or?
Nah, I just want to have that real connection.
Have you gotten or experienced any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or gender identity?
I guess that's an obvious question to say yes, because of society and blah 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 blah. But I'm pretty resilient, so I dealt with that in my own way. Kind of just fucked it off, but like I said, I know who I am. I'm proud of who I am, and it's always the really ugly guys who have something to say. So I'm just thinking, when they said that to me, I was really, really pretty. So they wanted me. They want me to touch them. Dirty sides.
Can you give me examples of the abusive behaviour that's being treated against you?
Faggot. I hate that word. Nothing really physical. It was just more words. Yeah. Something just out loud.
Mainly stuff that happens on the street that, like, when you walk past.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Can you tell us more about yourself personally?
Specify.
Well, you don't have to say your name or anything, just like talking about who you are, your interests and stuff like that, what you do for a living.
Oh. Well, I work in retail. I'm a performer. I'm an aspiring muso, because I want to become a singer. I'd like to help people as well. Kind of just give back, you know. I just like to hang, really, be in a happy environment, really, really love to help friends in their time of needs, kind of thing, you know. It's just a thing that you obviously do, but I think it's a tad shallow, but I tend to care for the hotter person more. Yeah.
It's a way of life.
I know.
Do you have any other comments that you would like to make?
Just be happy, really.
Do you have any questions you would like me to ask or anything like that?
Answer the questions you asked.
Do you want me to ask any other questions?
No, I'm asking you to answer the questions you asked me.
Do you want me to do the question?
No, I'm just playing.
Hey, let's do me.
No, I'm pretty good with everything. Yeah.
I've seen you perform before, haven't I? With Mika.
Yes.
Yes. What was it like working with him?
Interesting. It was good. I was happy with the experience that I got from it. Met plenty of people. Made some really, really good friends. Still talk to nowadays and actually catching up with one tomorrow. But pretty happy. Pretty happy with what happened.
Is that like your main dream to be on a stage or performing stuff like that?
Pretty much, yeah. To a larger scale though. But that could be a start. Actually, that will be a start. So,
okay. So, in your opinion, what do you think it's like to be on the gay scene? What are some of your experiences?
Well, at first, I was kind of overwhelmed, so I'd understand why straight people, especially straight guys, would be afraid. I mean, I was afraid at first. I was like, oh my god. But I guess I was just more afraid because that's what I wanted and I didn't want everybody to know that's what I wanted. Anyways, so carry on from that. The scene seems to be just drama, but I guess that's just typical. Yeah.
So you think it's, what do you think causes these dramas?
Well, I think a lot of gay guys are quite evil. They're just really, really mean people. Well, some of them, you know. Mm. We all know those ones. Those ones that make up lies, that think they're better than everybody else, that tends to say one thing but actually says another, or lies to their friends, or, you know, hooks up with another guy's friend or boyfriend or whatever, you know. It's just really sad sometimes, but it's just... What's the question?
What is your experiences and what's your view on the gay scene?
Well, from my experience, the gay scene hasn't really done anything to me yet, so I'm pretty happy with what's happening for me personally. I mean, I'm a part of an amazing group that's really established within the gay scene. People know who I am.
That's why it's confidential.
Yes, because then I just totally sound up myself.
Again, this is a little interview to sell yourself.
Exactly. But my experience is really good on the scene so far. Made really good friends, made a lot of new friends. Come some kind of interests, you know. But right now, pretty good with this year. I think last year was one of the best years that I've had, and that's just because of the scene. Just what it has given me, really. Just more or less friends that I have gained from the scene. Really amazing people. But I think this year's going to be better. No, I know this year's going to be better.
So, going back to what you say, there's a lot of dramas happening around the gay scene. Do you think it would be possibly meaning that there's so much personalities out there that there's a lot of conflicts?
I want to say a lot of personalities, I'd say the same personality. So they tend to kind of override each other by being a better personality than what they are. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they try to fight each other when they're the same. Mm. Yeah.
They're trying to be, what's it called? The head wolf.
Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. they just don't seem to see that. I guess it's also self-esteem issues as well, you know? That's probably one of the main reasons. Big reasons, really. Gosh, everyone has issues, but homos tend to triple them or, like, you know, quadruple them and make them more worse than they actually are. So, that's just something they need to learn on. But, yeah, I guess it's just more or less the same personality trying to be different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But yeah, thank you for coming along. Well, even though, yeah. But yeah, thank you for having the interview with me.
You're welcome.
Richard, do you have any other comments?
No.
No.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, have a great day.
Thank you.